Hey Chicago, it's Nudia Hernandez from Vocalo. Taylor Bennett and A Damn Killer will be joining me for Vocalo's Summer Meltdown concert on July 11th at Bottom Lounge. It's free and the good vibes are endless. For more, head to wbez.org/events.
Good morning, I'm Sarah Stark, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson unveiled his first budget as mayor yesterday. My colleague Tessa Weinberg is reporting on the $16.6 billion spending plan. The proposed budget makes gains on two of Johnson's campaign promises, piloting the opening of two more mental health clinics and reinstating a Department of Environment. And he plans to do that without raising property taxes.
It is a promise that I made as a candidate and one that I'm keeping as mayor.
Johnson's budget also reflects his pledge not to cut spending to the Chicago Police Department. He plans to add nearly 400 civilian positions and another 100 detectives. Alderperson Anthony Napolitano says he's glad to see more detectives, but he doesn't want those positions pulling officers from the street.
But we need more coppers on the street. We need to go after crime at a higher level.
The mayor's proposed budget also creates a new Office of Community Safety. Last year, rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft deactivated nearly 4,000 driver accounts in Chicago without much of an explanation. That's according to a new report by the Chicago Gig Alliance that my colleague Esther Yoon-Gi Kang looked into. The brief also says the first half of this year has seen a nearly 90% increase in driver deactivations compared to the same time frame last year. JC Muhammad drove for Uber until his account was deactivated. He still doesn't know why.
So there's really no quote-unquote appeals process. It's an immediate cessation of income without warning.
Uber and Lyft say they take deactivations seriously and are working to improve their review processes. Cash bail ended in Illinois last month. Since then, the Cook County jail population has dropped to one of its lowest levels in decades. My colleague Chip Mitchell has been following the story. He reports the jail population is now below 5,000 for only the second time since the 80s. Since early August, the number of jail detainees has shrunk by more than 10%. Attorney Sarah Stout helped forge the bail measure for the Illinois Network for Pretrial Justice.
We're always pleased to see that there are fewer people in cages. We hope that the courts and prosecutors and everyone else involved stays committed to applying the law correctly so that we can see this trend continue.
Criminologists say the jail population could hit bottom and start increasing again. That's if defendants who previously could bond out end up in jail a long time because they're deemed a safety or flight risk. The deadline to apply for FEMA flood relief money is next Monday, October 16th. So far, over 60,000 Cook County residents have been awarded aid for home repairs. But 3 months after the worst of the summer floods, many are still struggling to recover. In Chicago, the Austin neighborhood was hit hardest. Residents there are still cleaning up mold and replacing appliances. Austin resident Trisha Green hasn't had a working furnace for months. She said the FEMA aid she received wasn't enough to replace it.
What they did was they sent like $3,000, but the repairs to get a furnace, just the furnace alone, was $14,000.
A WBEZ analysis shows most of the FEMA aid has gone to Chicago's south and west sides, Cicero, Berwyn, and Chicago Heights. And now for some quick hits. The plan to merge the Chicago area's four transit agencies into one took a big step forward yesterday. The Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning, or CMAP, voted to advance a plan to combine the RTA, the CTA, PACE, and METRA into a single transit authority to the state legislature. CMAP's board also proposes expanding the state's sales tax on services to increase transit funding. Both actions would help address a massive $730 million budget shortfall the agencies expect to face in 2026 when emergency federal funding runs out. WNBA legend Teresa Witherspoon is reportedly going to become the new head coach for the Chicago Sky. As first reported by The Athletic, the Hall of Famer will be the seventh head coach in Sky history after spending the last 4 years as an assistant coach for the NBA's New Orleans Pelicans. The Sky are still searching for a new general manager. The weather's looking a little damp today. It'll rain throughout the morning, but should clear up by this afternoon. The temperature should stay steady in the mid to high 50s. If you love the show, please rate and review us. It helps more people find The Rundown. I'm Sarah Stark. Thanks for listening.